Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's EV News Briefly for the weekend, Saturday, September 13th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, I'll get you up to speed. Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be part of the Patreon gang and get these new Patreon exclusive shows that we're doing 7 days before anybody else. Click on a link in the show notes to find out more. We'll start with news of Magna confirming they will build Chinese GACs in Austria, and enough of the production, there'll be knockdown kits, semi-knockdown kits, just enough local production will happen to mean that they're not officially counted as Chinese made and will avoid the tariffs. There's the Aion V, or A-I-O-N V, that's going to be 323 miles on WLTP. That's about a 40,000 euro plus or minus car. And then there's the UT, which is a compact car. BYD have confirmed they will launch Denza in the UK. That's their premium brand. And Yangwang in 2 years' time, which is their premium brand, according to Stella Lee, BYD's vice chairman and European chief. VW's urban electric car powertrain the details have been divulged. I saw this on InsideEVs.de, the German version of InsideEVs, talking about how they have the new little cars. So the ID, the Polo, the Epic from Skoda, and the Rafale from Cupra will use the new APP 290. APP stands for the Parallel Axis Permanent Magnet Motor at 290 newton meters of torque. Very German way of calling a motor, the APP 290. In-house developed inverter, silicon carbide semiconductors for more efficiency. Volkswagen pushing back against the Chinese EVs at the show yesterday in Munich, saying, "We will do all we can and protect our lead by all means." VW also saying that those small vehicles, those three small vehicles, will be made in Spain. Two plants they have in Spain. They've got the Martorell plant and the Pamplona plant, and between them they'll make the Polo, the Rafale, the ID Cross, which we haven't mentioned a lot recently, but that was revealed, and the Skoda Epic. The EU also talking about the Chinese cars. A really interesting quote from the EU Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, saying yesterday to the European Parliament, I quote, "Millions of Europeans want to buy affordable European cars. We will not let China and others conquer the market." End quote. Wow, that's about as clear as it gets. Europe is doing all it can to protect its small car market from cheaper Chinese cars. BYD will build the Dolphin Surf in Hungary, confirming the new factory in Hungary will open in the coming months and that they are ahead of schedule to make the Dolphin Surf, as it'll be called here. It'll be the first vehicle manufactured at the facility for Europe. BYD also confirming that their flash charging, which is their megawatt charging, 1,000 kilowatts, they call it flash charging, coming to Europe. Going to use the CCS2 connector, and they'll only use one cable, because in China you've got to park between two charging bays, and the charging ports are above the rear wheels, a bit like an old dual fuel tank Jag or something, and plug both in at the same time. No, they'll use one cable over here. 1,000 kilowatts, 1,000 volt platform on the Tang and the Han, I think. Lucid's Gravity is now in production for European buyers. The first ones will be delivered early January, I think, but they're rolling off the production line now, and then they'll be stuck on the boats, I guess. Going to sell those in Germany, Switzerland, Norway, Netherlands. Lucid is looking at making right-hand drive versions of the Gravity. Not confirmed, according to the interim CEO, Mark Winterhoff, saying the UK is an interesting market for Lucid. Of course, not just the UK. It would be Australia and Japan and Singapore. However, more likely would be their new 50,000 mid-size model. That would be more likely to be converted. The investment it takes to make it right-hand drive. Rivian is going to shut down the normal plant for 3 weeks from Monday. All the retooling is being done for the R2. It's getting so real for us. I mean, it's been real for Rivian forever. But for the rest of us, they're going to shut down the plant and retool it. And BMW is using the MetaQuest 3 augmented reality to learn how to fix batteries. That's briefly